got perspective, we got the cool, we got the muscle, and you know we effing rule. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, alright. We got the know-how, we got control, we got the knowledge, and we tell you how it rolls. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, alright. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, tonight.
Everyone, and welcome to episode 184 of Geek Grills. The Geek Grills podcast is supported primarily by our patrons. Please go today to patreon.com/grills to help support us. I'm September, also known as 9 of 12, and I'm joined by my co-host Linda.
Hello.
And Ray.
Hello.
So today we're going to talk about the inauguration. Yay. That was quite a different thing in the plague times. So what have you girls been up to this geeky week?
I have been working on the baby blanket for my manager. It's still in this form, lots of strips of things, but I'm about to start putting on the, what is it called? The adjoining row. The joining row. So it's not going to be done for the surprise baby shower we're having for her at work tomorrow, but that's okay. I will get it to her, you know, some point before the kid is born. she's due in like late February, so I've got a little bit of time.
She doesn't know until then, so.
I've been continuing my upholstery battle. fortunately, one of my coworkers, has just some extra, like, foam batting. And she's like, I can just bring it in my car, and you can just have it. And, you know, and I was like, thank you. Not having to buy the, you know, cushions will save a little bit of money. And by that, I mean probably about $30 or $40. So I'll be happy to take her up on that.
Free mats, best mats.
I've also been doing just random writing prompts because I felt like I've had a little bit of like writer's block. So Like a couple of years ago, I just collected writing prompts. So I have like 300 or 400 writing prompts just on a pad of paper.
Wow.
Neat.
So I just was flipping through them and going, all right, and this, like closing my eyes and pointing. I was like, this one. It's like, okay. So I've been doing little short things, which may never see the light of day, but it's helping.
It's good.
Right on. How about you, Ray?
Yeah, so I've been working on I have a Sailor Moon themed punk vest that I'm going to attempt to show off right now. I've got the Imperial Crystal a la Pink Floyd.
Wow.
I've got Fight Like a Girl banner wrapped around the her moon one, but I ran out of white. And then I have... There we go. And then the vest actually came with this. It's Moonchild. It's probably a band that I don't know, but it was too good to not try and do a punk Sailor Moon with. So then I just kind of painted over the original logo and made it look like her compact. And I have way too many patches and pins that I ordered on the way. So... that's going to be fun. I actually can't wait to do that. And then once that's done, I'm going to let myself get the rest of the stud so I can finish making the square part of the sailor collar on the back. I'm excited. It's so much fun. Yeah.
It looks really cool.
I'm really excited. I wasn't sure how I would like the crescent wand one. I was originally going to buy the patch, and Scott's like, that's a $50 patch. I'm like, it is, and it's also bigger than, it's supposed to be a back patch, not a front patch. So I'm like, it's not the right size either. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll just paint it and I'll just let everybody know that this person has a really cool site on Etsy. I did do the other two, so that makes me happy.
There you go.
I also found a good pod. Well, I'm enjoying this podcast. It's called the Lolita Podcast. It is specifically about the book Lolita, but also about like the social impressions in media and pop culture around Lolita and what we think it is, or like how the term Lolita has been like used and like applied to like any young female performer or anything like that, and like the weird creepiness of like the countdown to 18 clocks that young girls get. It's really, really interesting, but there are trigger warnings for each episode. It's I think it's a 10 episode series and only 9 out right now. But it is very interesting. But yeah, I kind of want to read the book because I always had my impression of the book based on popular culture is completely wrong. And now I kind of want to read it for myself. So, other happier news, season 7 of Venture Brothers. I'm finally watching that. I never got to see it before. And we wrapped up our Acquisitions Incorporated D&D game on Sunday with Simulacra Studios. So that will probably go out, I think, in a few months. But that was really cool. We all got little coins and stuff. So hopefully when we do another run, we can use those for something. But how about you, Ember?
Well, I had some tattoo work done, which I'm showing on the stream. This is the back tattoo I was showing everyone last week, but the blue has been added. It was supposed to be like all done, but my body was not cooperating. It just, that happens sometimes. but I was like, no, ow. like my brain chemicals did not do the thing where you start to zone out and get numb. So after little over an hour, I just like, I can't. I'll have to do this another time. But my artist is like, totally cool. He's like, oh, that's fine. Gotcha. You know, we'll do that. And then it was definitely not in my head. It was definitely my body not behaving, because within an hour, I reached back and my artist uses that dressing, like dermaplast stuff. Mm-hmm. My skin had just oozed and bled so much that it burst through.
Yikes.
And soaked my shirt. I'm like, yeah. Just me freaking out. My body, like, and I've sat like 3-5 hours at a time before. So it was just not a good body day. So I don't know how many more sessions it's going to take now. This thing costs too much. What else? My husband made me the dice tower, which I would love to show you, but, you know, my camera, for viewers, they may have noticed, has not been behaving, but I do have my tower, and it's got that wood filament that I had mentioned last week. And I misspoke. It's not actually burnable because it's still mostly plastic. It just has wood fiber in it. You can stain it.
Okay, yeah.
So.
That looks so cool, though.
It is. It turned out really, really great. I'm happy with it. And what else? Oh, so the laser attachment came, too. For the 3D printer. So we're experimenting with that next. And that's about it. Reading the Obama book. Still working on that. Yay. it's really interesting, like having everything from his perspective, and it's very much like in his voice, and he doesn't pull any punches. He's very, you know, self criticizing in ways and dropping F bombs and like, yeah, I smoke. So yeah, there's that. So the inauguration happened, and nobody died.
There was no riots.
The crazy people didn't storm the Capitol or nothing.
Yes. Small mercies.
Yeah, there were like, I don't know if you guys saw the thing where Trump did kind of pull a last petty bullshit maneuver.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
Just stupid.
Relieve the butlers so they couldn't get in.
Yeah, he fired like the whole staff, including the head butler, like 5 hours before. Like,
Hours before
really,
they
dude?
got there. It's like, really?
You're
Such a
petty enough
jerk.
today. So a lot of people say she really stole the show. Amanda Gorman, the Youth Poet Laureate. Wow. Wow. That was just amazing. I could hear her influence. She was influenced by Maya Angelou and that whole last stanza having a lot of and we rise, and it really brought Maya to mind for me. And I've watched some really great interviews with her and learned some different things. Like the Youth Poet Laureate. I mean, we've had poet laureates for a very long time, but the Youth Poet Laureate thing is really new. It's only, she's only like, well, she was the third. There's only been four Youth
Oh,
Poet
wow.
Laureates. There's currently a new one. It just started in
Cool.
like 2017. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh no, she wasn't the third. I guess it says she was given it in 2017. Yeah. But yeah, it was her, Patricia Fraser, Kara Jackson, and Mira Descupta. The only ones there ever has been. So that was really fantastic. The whole thing with the inclusiveness, I had no idea Lady Gaga was gonna sing the anthem.
Yeah, it's like they were definitely making a lot of statements with who they invited, how it went down. Like that was a lot of statements in one place.
I didn't know about any of the musical guests, so I caught Gaga, and I think by the
J-Lo.
time I got to watch this live stream, I caught Garth, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
That freaking meme going around about how he really showed up in boots to a black tie affair. Every time I see it, the damn song gets stuck in my head again.
Yep.
But that was a big statement too, in a lot of ways. I mean, as far as, unity and getting certain people, because I mean, he's a well-known Republican, and apparently Jill Biden personally like called him and asked him to come as a favor.
That's awesome.
And Gaga's dress. Did anyone else think she was like Katniss bounding?
I just
Seemed
figured
really
she wanted to
obvious.
make sure everybody stood 6 feet away.
Yeah.
And when the ball happened, she had like this beautiful, awesome twirl.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, there was do you think there was coordination in the wardrobes? Because I don't know if you've seen, but I changed my Facebook profile image thing to the whole rainbow of, I mean, it couldn't have all been coordinated. Bernie's green jacket, I don't think anybody planned as a fashion statement. But like it
You
ended
know,
up where you had like the whole rainbow of the red, yellow, purple, blue,
don't know,
like
maybe
I
it
do. I did see somebody do a Photoshop where they fixed, I think, Michelle's suit. So it was like the Powerpuff Girls between Michelle and Kamala, and my brain just died. I'm sorry.
Did you
Hold
see
on,
the
we're
one of
Googling.
Michelle with a
Yeah.
lightsaber walking out in that killer outfit? It's pretty great.
Michelle, a lightsaber. Yeah, I did like the rainbow the effect that somebody did.
I feel like
And
even if they didn't do it on purpose, I mean, knowing how fashion designers are, I feel like they're like whispering.
Well, definitely, if speaking about doing things on purpose, the first lady's dress for the ball, that white flower dress with the white flower coat.
Oh yeah.
Not
Yeah,
only
the
does it
curves.
look really, really nice, but it actually, all those embroidered flowers are the state flower for every state and U.S. territory.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And so it's like it's a message of unity. And I think if I'm looking, I read somewhere, it may not be this article that I've linked, but I read somewhere that her like home state on the dress was like right next to her heart.
Yeah, it was
Yeah.
the Vermont.
And I don't know what the one on the mat on her mask
We're
was,
not
because
Vermont.
she had a matching mask, of course, with an embroidered flower. But it's beautiful. I really want that coat. I know it's like $2,000, but I want it.
I think was it her and Kamala, or is Kamala and Michelle's dresses? Two of them use the same designer. I'm trying to remember, but it's like kind of an up and coming thing, and
Gabriella Hearst.
that's something Michelle has always done.
Yeah.
Like when she was first lady, she did that. She would like take unknown designers and wear their stuff, and
Yeah.
then give them that boost.
Oh, interesting. Apparently the lining of the
That's awesome.
coat has an embroidered quote from Benjamin Franklin.
Oh wow.
I did not know that.
They're really big on Ben Franklin.
Well, I mean, he was kind of a out there dude.
Yeah.
If you read up on Benjamin Franklin, he had some stuff going on.
Well, inventors do tend toward the wild and crazy. Must be that engineer brain in another way. But I know that Joe put a picture of Ben Franklin in the White House. That's who they replaced the racist that Trump worshipped with.
Man, I got into a discussion with my husband. I'm like, all right, so who was worse now, Andrew Jackson or Trump? It's like, oh God.
And there were an awful lot of statements, like you said, whether from the unity, but holy cow, Joe's actual speech at the inauguration, mentioning the threat of white supremacy in this country, it's like he just said that out loud. Damn.
They're not playing anymore.
Oh my
Yeah.
God, so not playing. Can I say how fucking impressed I was? I mean, he didn't have all the balls to go to and everything, right? Normal, but he sent over an immigration bill like that night.
Yep. Yes. And I think just today, he's re lifted the transgender
Yes.
ban on the army. I
On
think
the armed forces in
the
general. Armed
military, yeah, the
forces,
armed
military.
forces. Yeah. So.
I mean, he's been hitting it hard with the executive orders, but I really like that, like, the first thing he did was send over that bill so it wouldn't be just, oh, he can do, all he's doing is undoing stuff. It's like, no, he's actually taking action on stuff, as well.
And writing back and saying we would like to be part of the Paris Agreement.
Paris
Am
Agreement. Yep.
I saying that right? There we
We
go.
rejoined the World Health Organization immediately.
Yep.
Yep.
Thank God.
Right. Goodness gracious. And a bunch of I saw my favorite meme about that whole thing was like there's somebody made he's sitting there with the pile of executive orders. It's like fuck this, unfuck this, unfuck this, unfuck this thing in particular. Having a moment of silence for the 400,000 people America has lost to COVID
Yeah.
was a very solemn thing. Another thing that, I think it was a statement given the, oh, it's no big deal. Oh, it's the flu. Oh, it's going to go away. Oh, nothing to worry about bullshit we've been listening to for so long.
And the fact they didn't even have a plan. Like, I'm not surprised that the previous administration was like, we're not going to put out a plan until we've secured the office again. But it's disappointing.
That it didn't even exist. And the
Yeah,
ad hoc
that's
file was a
really
lie.
frustrating that all these people just
Yeah, it's
don't
like
matter.
That's how
awful.
many people had to die? It's just, oh my God.
Well, not this many, and now we're on track to lose a lot more still, unfortunately. I mean, I can't even comment on my kid's school page. My kids are lucky enough to go, well, there's only one left in school, but he's in a charter, so we can make some of our own decisions. I mean, the governor still has an order in place, so they can only in the upper school go to like plan B or C. But I feel like I'm the only parent not hot to make the kids go to school. And like, oh, they're suffering and everything. It's like, but dying. Like, take the
I
money.
have,
You're
I
not
mean, we have.
spending to buy all their school lunches and drive them to school every day and get them a therapist if you need to and spend this time normalizing that if they're really struggling that much.
Yeah, and we have friends who are teachers that are like, stop it. We can't teach from a coffin.
And I
I.
have one of my teacher friends, she keeps getting exposed. And teachers aren't on the front of the line to get the vaccine.
Nope.
Yeah.
But yeah. So the other thing I thought was amazing was Eugene Gorman was given like it was a temporary position. He was temporarily awarded the sergeant at arms post for Inauguration Day, and he escorted Kamala to the inauguration. And if you guys have not heard of Eugene Goodman out there, he is a black officer who was part of the Capitol Police on the day of the insurrection. He was standing, there's video and of him standing. There were still doors open to the chamber, and the rioters had come in and were headed there, and he like looks back over his shoulder and he sees that door still not secure, and he like taunts them and led them away from that door. And with the accounts of the Capitol Police reporting, when they secured that door, it was like within a minute. It's like the video's at like 2:14, and at 2:15 that door had was sealed. It was like the last door to be secured in the chamber. Like it was a minute away that this brave man taunting a bunch of people with Confederate flags and shit coming at him to draw away from that door. Like, he literally risked his life, or it's a good chance we would have lost senators and congresspeople. Like, holy shit. So, that was acknowledged and honored, I thought was very, very appropriate. It's like, I mean, they didn't just give him a good seat at the inauguration, right? Like they do that during State of the Unions and shit. I'm sure he'll probably get one of those too. We'll see. But that was great. So what do you think the Bernie memes? Are they I don't think they're ever gonna stop. 'Cause they're
don't
not
think
even all about
so.
the inauguration. Like I think every time there another bill passes or he does something 'cause he's gonna be Senate Budget Committee chair, like we're gonna see the Bernie in a chair.
Bernie in the chair with his little gloves crossed. As somebody who crochets, I have been tagged with the crocheted Bernie doll about 10 times already.
Did you get the pattern yet?
I haven't. I think it's online because I think the lady that I've seen posts from her, she made it and posted it, and then like she was like, "Oh my God, I didn't expect this to go viral. Hold on, let me get a pattern worked out. Hang on, just hold on, everybody."
Yeah, and then she changed it, like she changed its mask color, and then she had it on Etsy, but she also has it on I just saw from her today, it's like Toby's, I forget the name of the site, Toby's. I want to give her credit. The name of her business. Toby Time Crochet, Tobey. What's that site you use for patterns?
Ravelry.
Yeah, she said it's on Ravelry too. I saw that earlier today. So,
Give me just a second here.
and
Let me
another thing I'm seeing about that, which is
just
fantastic. Oh, and she's also they've got a Bernie Mittens crochet
they
doll
do have
on
those.
eBay, and they're giving the proceeds to Meals on Wheels.
Yep,
and I'm
that
seeing
was
a lot of people
great.
doing that with the crafts based around this. Bernie having his own sense of humor, laughing at himself, has sweatshirts
Yeah.
made.
Oh,
Put
yeah.
a Meals on Wheels up in his way.
Oh my lord, there's art. Hold on. I typed in Bernie, okay? I typed in Bernie on Ravelry. There's already a completely full page of either gloves or a little doll of him. And there's like, there's at least 30 patterns on this first page.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says she sent Ravelry updates a couple days ago. And she's just trying to get through messages. And I got to wonder about the, somebody tagged me, and I don't remember the name of the person who made those mittens and gave those to him. And that's a neat story, too, because, like, the interior is made, like, they're made from upcycled or recycled yarn, and then the inside lining is made from some kind of material that's uses
it's also yeah
plastic,
it's also recycled, I think,
like plastic bags to make the fiber. And you know, he was gifted to him, and he's been wearing them ever since because he's that guy. And the jacket has a story too.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, because not only is it like the people like, he always just wears it. That's, he just wears jacket. He always wears that jacket. I'm once again asking you, you know, I'm once again wearing this jacket because he's doing campaign ads with it. Is that's a jacket that a business had made, and then another business like local to him. And they had his Bernie on the back of the jacket. And he liked him so much, he asked him to make him one without him on it, because that would be weird.
Yeah.
but that's the jacket.
It's awesome.
Yeah, putting his money where his mouth is to like do the real thing. And what was it? One of my favorite. There's so many good memes, but like this look says, "I'm old, I'm cold, get over it." the mask being crooked is its own thing.
He's just out there,
really shitty paper mask.
Freezing his buns off, supporting the cause.
See, all right, I'm here.
Just came from the post office or on the way there. He's got documents. He is ready to go as soon as this inauguration is done. He's like, let's get some stuff passed.
Right? Like, what's in that envelope? Was that his copy of the immigration plan? Because they had to get it looked over before the ceremony was over. Oh, my God. Love it. What was the other I was going to say? I don't know.
I have one of my coworkers is a huge Spice Girls fan. So I saw the one where it's the Spice Girls and then Bernie's in the front. It just says Old Spice. And I'm like, I have to share this.
Oh, and the Big Bang Theory ones. I like those. Like Leonard, he's in my spot. And Up. Because, like,
oh yeah,
being carried away by the balloons, I was just like, oh my God, because he does remind me of that guy from Up. Oh, so yeah, I think they're going to last. I think we're going to see those for
those
the
will
next
be around for
4 years
a while.
At least.
Yep, I'm still seeing them today.
It was so funny because I saw a couple of people have made, like, Where's Waldo? But it's Where's Bernie?
Yeah.
But they haven't, it's not like they put a little, like, drawn picture of him. It's literally a Photoshop picture of him in the chair in the middle of a Where's Waldo map. And I'm like, oh, found him.
I still haven't found him on the one I posted.
Did you try the one? There's a site where you can put your address. And it uses Google Street View. But some college student like made next day, there's already a website where you can go and just put in an address and it will put Bernie there. So a lot of these are coming from that instead of people who can Photoshop. I tried mine and that's how I know for sure it's Google Street View because I already know a Google Street View of my house is the embankment in front of my house because we live up off the street. The one that some teacher reported to social services and said you couldn't even see our house because it was overgrown because she was brilliant.
Wow.
Like you could have tried Skyview and seen the house, moron. Our house is not overgrown with thorns and weeds. I'm not Maleficent. but the owner, one of the owners of Fourth Creek, they were on vacation, but one of the our friend Jamie was there and took a picture one evening of the inside of the brewery, and the brewery immediately, like, Kristen photoshopped Bernie in on one of the stools with a pint and used it for advertising the weekend coming up. Like, even Bernie knows this is the place to be. And the funniest thing was Rob had gone over there and was in the background. So it's like just Rob and Bernie sitting in the brewery.
And lower right quadrant, by the way, Ray, for your picture.
Okay. Lower right. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yep.
I'm not telling you any more than that if you want to try and find
that's
him.
Fine. I immediately zoned in on Waldo because I had all those books, and I'm like, no, that's not who I need.
I've passed over all those. I'm not even looking. It'll give me a headache, so I'm not going to do it. So, yeah. He's in there somewhere, I'm sure. I'm sure it's hilarious. So, yeah. I mean, anything else you guys wanted to bring up about the inauguration? How do you feel, actually, since then?
Better!
Light, I think, hopeful is a good word. I feel like just there's a... So, when the actual election was finalized, my husband said to me, it feels like I've had a weight on my chest for about 4 years and now it's gone away. And that's kind of where we're at, where it's just like, okay.
I didn't realize that I had succumbed to that. There were so many, I mean, from the time Trump was elected. I mean, that was the thing where my mom has started a fight with me and hung up on me and eventually unfriended me on Facebook. Like, the whole thing was started by her just calling me, having this anxiety attack about how she couldn't deal with it 4 years ago and what is she going to do if he wins again, and just having this meltdown. And there have been a lot of people just upset by the situation constantly and watching these events happen and go on. And I pay a lot of attention to politics and things going on, but I guess I just never realized it did weigh on me the way it did. I always intellectualized and made it practical, and what can I do and what can I control and what I can't control, and try to keep opening dialogues with people and try to understand what's going on and just control what I could. But the day after the inauguration, I woke up, and lighter is exactly the word I would use too. I didn't realize that anxiety that was just ever present until it was gone. I just woke up and didn't feel that.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Like, if you've ever walked around New York City, people talk about its constant buzz and hum.
Right? Yeah.
And I didn't realize, I didn't even hear it when I was visiting New York until I went to Greenwich Village, and it's kind of not like that there. And then suddenly you realize the noise is gone. It's that kind of feeling.
Yeah, this was the first inauguration I even watched part of. I wanted to watch when Obama was elected, but I had to work. But I remember being very amused because I worked at CVS at the time. We sold out of the papers. We never sold out of papers, but we sold out of every single paper talking about the inauguration for when Obama was elected. I thought that was just a really cool thing.
Yeah,
suddenly, and even though I couldn't see it, it just like made me so happy. Still a particularly red county.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, okay.
I have a whole bunch of papers because, well, I was there at the Obama inauguration because I got invited. And at the, so I grabbed some, and I have some from when he was given the nomination too, because I was a delegate and I was there and at the hotel room, like in the morning, the papers outside the door. I'm like, yes, I saved so much. I have Rubbermaid bins full of shit I saved from those elections. And yeah, I was really excited on Inauguration Day. This year I posted like a picture of me from the neighborhood ball back in 08 or 09 for the inauguration. Yeah, it would have been 09. And just good sharing good memories with my friend that I went with. He was like, oh my God, Gaga. And we were having our little text conversation, enjoying that together. Rob took a nap. Nah, didn't care. just so not into any of that. But I did get an announcement. Like, so much of it was virtual. I did not sign up for the Zoom call. I did get invited to a Zoom call that I did see. It looks like they did use at some point for a backdrop in the American celebration. I was like, oh, there it is. I didn't sign up to do that. I did get the announcement in the mail. Like, I went down to pick up the mail after the inauguration. I was like, oh, there it is. But some friends of mine, like my friend John Verdeo, he's one of our DNC members from North Carolina. He got his like 3 days later. The mail is still a problem. It's a good thing it wasn't an actual invitation to go. We'd all been fucked. Like, no one showed up. Well, no one got their invitations.
That's because somebody decided to get rid of a whole bunch of sorting machines for the Postal Service.
Yeah, actually. Have we gotten rid of that guy yet?
I hope it's on a to-do list.
I'm sure he's on a list.
Huh?
I'm sure he's on a list. Someone's been keeping a list.
Yeah,
that, I can't even with how terrible the mail like run was between December and like November, December. Like, I know that the thing that I sent, it literally got stuck in Miami for almost a month. And that wasn't something that was super urgent. It wasn't somebody's like that product that they paid for, because I do have an online store. But I know that people who have online stores were having all of that issue. And it's just like...
Yeah, the Jen is struggling a lot right now. She has a new business that's people ordering stuff online, and... They're having a lot of issues with people not getting all the stuff they ordered, and then they cancel because people don't know better than to just be patient. It's just,
yeah.
If this is a present, it's not something you immediately need. You know, extend your holiday. Don't make poor these business owners that have been wrecked by this.
Yeah.
All in the name of what a great economy, right? Like, stupid.
Yep. Even like the patches and stuff I just bought, like some from like some Etsy stores and some from like just some small like punk store in California, they're like, we don't know when you're gonna get it. We have sent it. Here's the tracking that they gave us. Good luck. I'm like, nope, I understand. I am gambling.
Yeah. I gotta say Amazon is pretty damn on it though still. I've only had one thing delayed by a day or two through this whole mess. I mean, they got their own stuff in place, but they're still using the post office too. I've gotten, you know, sometimes you get postal workers showing up on a Sunday.
A lot of people don't realize that too. It's like, okay, FedEx and UPS, that's great, but they don't go everywhere. There's plenty of people who still get like FedEx packages or UPS packages or DHL, whoever you're using, will still have to hand it off to the post office to finish delivering it. Not just to PO boxes, but rural areas, sometimes not rural areas. We had that happen with a couple of our UPS packages, and we're like 30 minutes from a UPS hub. What the heck?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Postal Service is in the damn Constitution. I mean, this is an accessibility issue for so many people.
Yeah, so hopefully it's on the list of things to be fixed.
Hopefully. Crossing fingers. All the fingers.
Is there a particular executive order you're most excited about? There's so many good ones. How do you feel about the
Is there a
pipeline? Because
list?
that's the grouchy Trumpsters are still screaming about. See? He destroyed jobs on his first day.
Yeah, I unmuted some people that I had muted
Oh
in
God.
anticipation of the election, and I'm seeing crazy stuff from their more centric right wing friends, and I'm just kind of bamboozled by it.
Yeah, that they're kind of still at it. I
Oh,
mean,
March 3rd, Trump signed the Republic for Reunification and will be sworn in as the president. I'm like, that's not a thing. That doesn't exist.
that
What?
is straight up a lie. Straight up a lie.
No.
Yeah, and I saw one on a local newspaper site. They were saying that Biden undid Trump's order legislation that lowered insulin and epinephrine prices, and so that's all going to go up again. I'm like, no,
No.
actually, that hadn't taken effect yet.
Oh,
So it's and it's hasn't even been reversed. It's being reviewed. Like they're looking at it until March to see if they're gonna let this go through. If there's, a better way we can do this. Because it's a lot of stuff. I was reading through it and it was kind of headache inducing. There's a lot of stuff about basically kickbacks from prescription companies ended up being exempt from being called kickbacks too, and that's what keeps these prices high, and it changes the way some of that works. And they're just reviewing it, and they're like, but it was supposed to take review in March. I'm like, yeah, but that's not what you said. You said prices were going to go back up. Like, I'm just everybody calm down and don't make weird cases for shit that didn't happen. I think I might be most thankful for that 1776 horseshit that Trump had done, where they had this whole initiative about basically reforming our education and making it a patriotic bent. That,
That's a really dangerous bent.
yeah, like, wow, that's terrifying. Like, how can you anyone hear about that and think that, oh, that's a great thing? Like, us just being completely nationalistic and to an extent where we ignore our own history. Like, that's fascist shit right there. Like, by definition. Yeah, there's an article I'll put in our notes that lists all the executive orders so far
Yeah, I'm looking at them.
from day six.
100 days masking challenge. Yes,
Yep.
because the only way to make Americans feel like they could do something is to make it into some sort of you'll win some sort of contest.
Hopefully that'll work. I mean.
You
Oh
gotta try
God.
something. And make it, on federal property and on flights, because I mean, states have so much individual control, there's only so much you can do.
But we made a joke about this like last year when this was starting. It was like, yeah, no, all we have to do is phrase it as a contest to see who can wear their mask the longest, and we'll get this knocked out.
Well, there
Right?
has to be a prize. It
There
can't
has to
just
be a
be you don't
prize.
get COVID. It has to be like.
Yeah. You get unlimited tacos from Taco Bell, you
A
know?
$10 gift card to a shopping center or something. A new
Fabric
car.
store. Oh no, all of us people already wear masks. That's the other thing I was going to say. I was actually chatting with Amy Frost about it because it was like, am I the only one who, like, oh my God, Bernie, I'll make you a mask. Why are you wearing that? Like, why why is he wearing a crappy paper and not reusable? That's not on brand for him. I wonder how many other sewists are sending him masks.
He'll have a mask for every day of the year.
Yep.
Every outfit. Right
fabric. How long before there's fabric? I bet there already is. Like, somebody could spoon flour the crocheted Bernie, like Bernie in a chair and make fabric.
Yeah, probably. Oh, man. Okay. So let's see. Rejoin Paris Climate Accord. Yes. Cancel the Keystone XL pipeline.
Yep.
Thank you.
Oh, the crazy backlash I've seen for that.
Ditch the wall funding, because that was just a runaround where they funded it from other stuff.
Stupid. So stupid.
Yep.
I think that was one of the pictures I saw during the insurrection was they were climbing over the wall up to the Capitol building. It's like, Trump supporters prove that walls don't work.
Although I think my favorite one of those has Donkey Kong with the barrel on top, and it's Honky Kong.
Oh my god. Okay.
But restoring collective bargaining power for federal workers and minimum wage, $15, yes.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm sick of seeing people's bullshit about that, too. To act like, oh my god, you don't have any skills, you need to go back to school, it's only $15, you know, you don't deserve $15 for flipping burgers. Like, shut up. Do you not grasp that you're underpaid? Like, you're not rich, stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the problem, is that all these people that are naysaying it don't realize that they're underpaid.
Yeah.
I've had to send people like, okay, here, look, Seattle did this years ago. It didn't ruin the whole community. Like, it didn't, like, this is how all boats rise. Calm down.
Yep. Well, our corporate office is not where our Atlanta office is. I think it's like Chicago or something. So like they immediately had us all bumped up and I'm like, yay, I actually feel like I can survive now.
Yes, that'll do. Oh yeah. And along with rescinding the 1776 commission, they've directed agencies to review their action and ensure racial equity. Like, he's not screwing around with the whole race relations stuff, like, at all. I love that he's not been couching any language. Like, Joe's like, all right, I'm just doing this. Like, he really, really is getting shit done.
Yeah. I mean, we need it. Like, there's a bunch of stuff that needs to be done, and we need to try and get as much stuff needs to be done as can be, since he's not the majority leader anymore, but...
Immigration enforcement. So now we still have the horrible task of finding the lost children and parents, but
at
least we're not throwing kids in cages anymore.
God.
I mean, but I don't understand the cult. Like, there are things being written on it by cult experts. This whole, even though it hasn't been an organized endeavor, and I mean, Trump is certainly not responsible for it, but he was a good figurehead that drove this cult-like belief system and behavior, that our country was somehow so primed and ready for this kind of misinformation campaign.
It is
alarming to me. I've been discussing it with another friend of mine who's a nerd about such things.
It was a there was a comic of all things that I saw, and it was talking about like how there was like an FCC regulation that Reagan passed. They're basically saying like all media doesn't have to be news.
Mm-hmm.
Which opened up the gates for like Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
And
what is it called? There used to be a thing where you had to have an opposing opinion for the same amount of time that you had your opinion. And I forget what it's called, but it was like you had to have an equal if you were doing like a political or something like that, and they got rid of it.
Aware of, so now the actual policy is in just news outlets having to carry a certain, like, the same amount of time for candidates, but
yes,
not aware of an actual policy that requires opinions to be, although that's how NPR behaves, right? They always have somebody from different sides.
That's how it used to be, like when it was back when, like, you know, television, everything was becoming a big thing, because they wanted the opinions to have the same amount of time. But then they got rid of that, I think in the 60s or 70s, I can't remember exactly. And that's how you got Fox News. That's how you got Rush Limbaugh. It's because there's no equality of ideas. It can be just whatever you want.
Well, it's also opinions. It's not the news. But so it kind of like started to open up the way for like misinformation like this. So now we have Alex Jones and QAnon, and people are just...
Which, by the way, the QAnon like cult thing is falling apart now. I'm just so happy.
Yeah, I've always been in favor of, like, there are other countries that do have such regulations still. I've always been in favor of that. Like, you can't call yourself news if it's opinion. You have to have a percentage of fact. I don't think that's too much to ask. I don't think that's government overstepping to have regulations like that in place. I mean, that's protecting the public interest.
Yep.
So, anything else anybody want to say?
Nice to see you, President Biden.
What?
Oh, Biden has mittens too, I'm sure. My personal favorite of the Bernie ones was Biden just being sad outside the window. He's like, I have mittens too.
Everybody, that's funny because people were like, oh yes, the return of the Biden memes, because of the whole like, Kamala will be a great foil. Like, she'll be the straight, where it was always Obama being like, Joe, you can't. You know, having that look like, oh, and Biden at the window. Now he's got his window back. I'm not going to show you. It's okay. I remember the place. But then instead of the return of the Biden memes, we got Bernie memes for days.
Well, I've seen one where somebody, it's the old, like, where Obama's doing kind of this thing, and Joe's looking at him. Biden's going, I'm in charge now. I'm going to make the ice cream room.
Yes, you can't stop me. I'm making the ice cream room.
Oh, that was it. The FCC Fairness Doctrine.
That's it. Yeah.
1985. That is it. That was, it took me a while, but I finally found it.
But that is what used to keep, like, if you had a news thing or an opinion, you had to have an equal time with the opposing opinion or the opposing, you know.
Yeah, and Reagan had it removed, saying it hurt public interest and violated free speech guaranteed by the First Amendment.
I don't agree.
I have some very negative thoughts about Reagan, but
Reagan did a lot of bad things.
If I've got to stem my anxiety like from anything, like, I don't know of many other like 4 to 6 year olds that were aware of the news as I was as a kid.
Yeah, my first time voting was very much against Reagan, but I lost, so
yeah, my mom too.
So anyway, what are you anticipating coming up, Linda? Other than finishing that?
I'm going to try and finish this baby blanket. My friend is going to be gymming. He's going to be GMing or gymming a new RPG for a group of us. It's called The Secret World of Cats. And you play a cat, and there are terrible chthonic entities that are trying to hurt your human, or your humans. And you are cats with magical powers. So you protect your humans, or aka you call them your burdens. You protect your burdens with your magic, and be a kitty. So,
that's awesome.
Sounds like a fun game, and I am all for it. Our first session is tomorrow. I haven't decided if I'm going to go for a big old Maine Coon or like a little prissy Himalayan. I'm not sure yet.
How about you, Ray?
I actually, found out we have a local inline and quad skating group. So
Ooh.
they're doing an outdoor like beginner skating class, and I'm going to make my way into the city this weekend and go to that. And I'm super excited. It's going to be along like one of the more infamous walking paths, so it'll be easy to keep up 6 feet distance from everybody. And we're just going to go over like basic like blocking and rolling and hand signals and communication before we start our roll. And then Simulacra Studios, my husband's studio that we just wrapped up acquisitions and incorporated D&D game, and he's actually opening up to find players to do his next game, which is going to be Aberrant, and he'll have like he wants to use VTuber. So instead of like seeing our face, you see an animated like VTuber that will react with your reactions, and I am so
Oh,
excited about
man.
this.
High tech.
Yes.
That sounds
Super
fun.
excited.
Excuse
How
me,
about
I
you?
got nothing.
Oh.
Yeah, I've got reading, trying to read. Like I've got I'm so like I started the Obama book and I was really happy to get it for Christmas, but I don't get much time to read and I've got like two other books lined up and plus we've got book club coming up soon.
June.
So I got to reread that one. So I don't know. I just got to take more time to read. And I want to go to the gym, but now I have a tattoo and I probably shouldn't go to the gym and get all sweaty until I can wash my back again.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I help me come up with ideas for my husband to print. Maybe I can make him show me how to use the printer. I do have all kinds of
Nice.
ideas for laser cutting or laser burning, huh?
Print dice.
Yeah, we have concerns about printing dice. It would be very hard to not be wonky, because you kind of need a base and you have to print a flat thing to make it stick to the bed so it doesn't just slide around when it's printing. So peeling that side off the dice would be really hard.
I know. Well, I bought a. My girlfriend did a 3D printed like cups, and with the you can buy food safe inserts for them that you can drink out of. And these were like D&D classes. So like that would be cool. Or I know some people are doing figures as well.
Yeah, he did find a site where I think he can make our World of Warcraft characters.
Hero Forge, right? Is it Hero
I don't know.
Forge?
Maybe. Isn't that where you can just order them, though?
Yeah,
Well,
that's where you can just order them.
you can order them, or you can order the actual like download to put into your 3D printer and it's
Oh,
cheaper.
okay. Yeah, I think I kind of want that.
At least that was their shtick a while ago. I don't know if they're still doing that, maybe.
Yeah, his test wood burn with the laser was, it was like an alliance lion, but it had a horde symbol mane. That was pretty cool. But I guess you can
Yeah.
cut with it too, so I don't know. We'll see. Well, anyway, remember, folks, you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on most Monday evenings. Our next one will be not the date that's in the notes because I didn't correct it.
Oops.
We're gonna have February 1st will be our meeting. We'll have so we won't be on next week, but February 8th we will be returning at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
And in addition to the subs and bits that we get on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons. You are the greatest girlfriends on the internet. You can become a patron too at www.patreon.com/girls. And don't forget, if you have Amazon Prime, you can sub to us for free every month on Twitch.
And another way to show your support is by leaving us a review. You can do so on any of your podcast catchers. Leaving a review is free and they help our ranking, which helps other people find our podcast. Also, you can join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter if you'd like to help spread the word. We.
So, where can we find you, girls, on the interwebs?
You can find me on Twitch and Instagram under the name Madcap underscore Misc. That's MISC. And you can check out my website store at madcapm.com.
You can find me on Instagram under Dapple Dame and on Twitch as Ray Ino.
And I can be found at 9 of 12 on Twitter and Twitch. And you can hear me on the Heresy and Hearsay podcast, which, again, is taking a week off tomorrow. So that will be back on February 2nd. You can find The Jen Says on Twitter, streaming on Twitch, at The Jen Plays, and just go to thejensays.com. She owns it. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.